Republican candidate for governor Matt Bevin wants to pass right-to-work legislation and scale back the state's expanded Medicaid program. He's also in favor of legalizing medical marijuana and expanding the state's expungement laws for criminal records. Bevin says he makes decisions on what he believes is right ideologically, not politically. Capitol reporter Ellen Barton has this profile.
One of the more unusual moments of the 2015 race for governor came at Fancy Farm this year when Republican Matt Bevin got up on stage and asked the unruly crowd to join him in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. We are celebrating our divisions, and we're doing it in a childish way that frankly does not resolve any of the issues that we face.
It was one of a string of strange incidents with Bevin that characterized a man who doesn't particularly care for the political scene in Kentucky and who also isn't afraid to speak his mind or do what he thinks is right despite the political pressure. Bevin has a history of going against the grain. He moved to Kentucky in 1999 to join an investment firm called National Asset Management. After the company was bought in 2001, Bevin and 11 other partners in the firm were given hefty incentives to stay, but Bevin left after a year to found his own company, Integrity Asset Management, leaving a pot of money on the table. Bevin's friend Robbie Brown, former executive manager of Brown Foreman, says people called him crazy.
He does things a little bit differently than most people, I think. Usually to his own benefit.
Bevin says he made the decision to follow his passion, knowing full well that it could cost him financially in ways he'd never be able to make up.
If you find that your head and your heart and your feet don't show up at the same place every day, then you're going to the wrong place.
And the risk worked out. In 2008, Bevin sold the company, which had grown to manage $1.8 billion in assets. Bevin's most recent calculated risk was turning down an invitation to join U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell, the reigning godfather of the Republican Party in Kentucky, for a turn-out-the-vote rally in Louisville. He's also on the vanguard of Republicans throwing their support behind criminal justice issues, which has gotten only tenuous support so far by the state GOP.
Voter restoration. Is the right thing to do. Expungement is the right thing to do. Signing a medical marijuana bill, if it were put in front of me, would be the right thing to do.
Vivek Sareen, CEO of Shelby Industries and Bevin's close friend, says Bevin doesn't make decisions based on political calculations.
It is not difficult for him to go into any arena and, you know, communicate a message that's in alignment with his principles, with his values, with his beliefs.
Brown Foreman's Robbie Brown says Bevin is a natural leader.
He comes into a group and becomes a part of a group. Somehow, I don't know how it works, just kind of through osmosis or something, he kind of becomes the leader. I mean, people tend to listen to him.
Bevin says he's not drawn to leadership, but rather finds himself in situations where he becomes the leader.
Every club I was ever part of as a kid, I became the president of in pretty short order. Every board I've ever been on, I've either been the board chair or people have wanted me to be the board chair.
He's also notoriously gotten into it with a handful of Kentucky political reporters during the campaign season, most recently refusing to answer questions posed by Lexington Herald Leader reporter Sam Youngman.
Do you have the temperament to be governor if you can't take questions?
I do. I'm taking a lot of questions tonight, just not from you tonight, Sam.
Any reason why?
During an interview on Thursday, Bevin called Youngman and other political reporters unprofessional.
That's the reality. I would question, do they have the temperament to cover politics in the state of Kentucky?
Most of Bevin's fights with journalists have come in response to pointed questions about whether Bevin would try to kick off all of the 400,000 or so beneficiaries of Kentucky's expanded Medicaid program, or just most of them. Bevin says the state can't afford to maintain that level of government assistance. I'm Rylan Barton in Frankfort.